The snow that had been threatening for days arrived just as the last weekend guests had begun to depart, making room for the new guests who would arrive as early as tomorrow afternoon. It had been a busy weekend, as all weekends would be between now and New Year's Day, which was good for the bottom line, but stressful for my staff, who put in a lot of hours during this time of the year. Pausing to study the thin sheet of ice that had formed an intricate pattern on the parlor window, I took a moment to appreciate the artistic mastery and reflect on the perfection of this extraordinary moment that I'd found tucked within the ordinary moments that would make up my day.
"Do you have time to review the list?"
my newest full-time employee, Miley Sanders, asked. Miley had come to Holiday Bay as a guest of the inn several years ago, intent on finding her one true soulmate. While things hadn't worked out exactly as she'd planned, she had eventually ended up back at the inn with the love of her life, my first guest-turned-employee, Jeremy Slater. "Yes, I have time to look at the list," I responded. "In fact, I think it would be a good idea if we all have a cup of coffee and get caught up. I just saw the Jamesons pull away, and I believe they are the last of our weekend guests to leave."
"They are,"
Miley confirmed as she reached up to the mantel to straighten the string of garland that had begun to droop.
"The first guest for the upcoming week will arrive tomorrow afternoon, but the inn is empty until that point. Do you want me to grab Jeremy? He's upstairs cleaning rooms, and I think Georgia is in the kitchen seeing to the baking."
I nodded. "Yes, please do that. The next few weeks will be busy, and I think we all need to be on the same page." Miley trotted off to find Jeremy, her co-worker and live-in boyfriend, while I headed toward the kitchen to track down my business partner and best friend, Georgia Carter. Even though I owned the inn, it was Georgia who ran things, and Georgia who gave our inn the heart and soul we'd become known for.
"Oh, hey, Abby,"
Georgia greeted as I entered the kitchen, where the scent of cinnamon greeted me.
"I'm glad you're here. I wanted to ask a favor."
I picked up a cookie from those cooling on the rack and took a bite. "Anything for you, my friend. What do you need?"
"Tanner is having some of his charitable donors out to the house this week as a fundraising retreat, and I wondered if I could stay at the cottage with you."
I smiled. When Georgia moved out, I really doubted that we'd ever be roomies again. But as it turned out, she almost spent more time at the cottage than she did at Tanner's place. "I'd be thrilled to have you stay for as long as you'd like. I still haven't gotten around to doing anything with your room." She turned, took a tray of cookies out of the oven, set them on the rack to cool, and then pulled off her snowman oven mitt.
"Thanks. Tanner was fine with me being at the house during the retreat, but I wasn't into hanging around while the men did the guy thing."
"Guy thing?"
"Let's just say that based on the expensive cigars and aged scotch Tanner stocked up on, I'm not sure that graphs, charts, and financial statements are the main attraction."
I opened the cupboard and pulled out a Santa plate for the cookies I wanted to have on the table during our meeting. "So basically, Tanner invited these men to the house to schmooze them."
"Exactly. Which is fine. It's the way he's always done things. And he's obviously very successful at what he does. But I'd much rather hang out with you."
"And, like I said, I'm happy to have you. You know you're always welcome. You don't even need to ask. Will Tanner's guests be at the house all week?" She nodded.
"The men are arriving on Wednesday and will stay until Thursday of the following week. There are between 10 and 12 men coming for what Tanner has referred to as a donor retreat. But as I've already indicated, I think the men are really just looking for an excuse to spend some time in the area and have a guy's week away from their wives, families, and businesses. I understand that Tanner's work with the dogs is important, but surely checking on the dog's progress doesn't require a trip from Hong Kong to Holiday Bay, Maine, 2 weeks before Christmas."